Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gellner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. Today, I'm thrilled to introduce you to Jennifer Urezio, who will be one of our speakers at the Extraordinary Women Ignite Conference, November 11th through 13th. Jennifer epitomizes the wisdom and energy of Ignite, and I can't wait to have you meet her in person. At Ignite, Jennifer will be sharing how you can listen to your soul on a deeper level and how you can co-create with the how you grow your business more effectively. You're going to develop the ability to feel safe no matter what is happening in your business or your life. You're going to want to hear Jennifer speak at Extraordinary Women Ignite in November. I hope you will be there. As you're raising up your connection to your heart and soul, to your business, to your impact on the world, this is where we do that. Big change happens every year at Ignite. And if it's time for you to raise you up, then I hope you will join us. Be sure you get your early bird tickets by September 15th at camigellner.com. Today, Jennifer and I are talking about soul, the soul of you, the soul of your business. And when you put consciousness into your business or anything else, it expands, it creates abundance, and it creates freedom. How do you like that energy? I can feel it. I can feel it. And I felt it in this interview. You're going to love this interview. Jennifer is the founder of Soul Language, a paradigm that puts tangibility to soul so a conscious connection can be established to enable crystal clear decisions for success. Jennifer is also a master intuitive and the author of two best-selling books, Soul Language, Consciously Connecting to Your Soul for Success, and A Little Book of Prayers. Currently, she's trained over 30 practitioners worldwide in soul language. At this time, there are over 5,000 individuals all around the world connecting to their soul languages. She's doing amazing work in the world. You need to know her. Let's meet the extraordinary Jennifer Urezio. Well, welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio, Jennifer. It is so great to have you here today.
I'm so excited. Yay!
Yeah, and I am so thrilled. So when you submitted your speaker application for Extraordinary Women Ignite, I had an instant yes for everything that you spoke about. And I feel super, super excited that you're going to be one of our speakers at Ignite this year. And I'm thrilled to actually get to have a deeper conversation with you today so we can get to know each other a little bit more. I always want to do a big shout out to the Dames for, that's our wonderful community of 6 and 7 figure women business owners. And Megan Conter, she always has the most amazing women in her community, and that's how we were connected. And so, anyway, it's great to have you here today.
Thank you so much. And I'm so honored. And I'm so glad that you had a connection for my application, because I think that when we like have that, you know, gut response of something, you know, that's also when things are just aligned and things are really easy. And I love easy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no reason for us to get into the hard and the push in our businesses. Right. And I know we're going to talk more about that, because we're going to be talking about soul and soul of our business and soul of ourselves. And when we are so aligned with all of that, that's when it really flows for us. And you have this knowing inside of you that, yes, this is the right addition to the room, or the right choice, or the, you know, all the different things that we're making, we're having decisions on in our business. It's such a beautiful way to be able to tap into that beautiful wisdom that we have inside of us.
Agreed.
Yeah. So I want to know more about Jennifer. I want to hear a little bit more about your story. And now, what has brought you to this point where you are out working with so many people in their businesses on from the perspective of soul? So tell us a little bit about your journey to get to this place.
Yeah, I would like to say it's a straight line, but like every journey, it isn't, right?
Right.
So I went to photography school, and I got out of school and I was like, what am I doing? Like, I like it, but I don't really love it. And I was like, okay, so I'm just going to get a job. And I got this funny job in PR. And my boss then went on maternity leave. And they're like, okay, so here's a media list. Here's a pitch letter. Just go and call people. Like, no training.
Oh, my gosh.
And like, no training. And I got a placement, like, right off the bat. You know, I got our client in Better Homes and Gardens, which was like back then, 7 million people read it. And I was like hooked. And I spent a good 17 years moving through corporate America as someone who was really good at understanding what the story is, understanding the key message points, and really hearing, you know, the juice of something and the story of something. And yet I wasn't allowed to talk to clients because I would tell them the truth. And I was really angry. And I was like, why am I so angry? And there's got to be a better way. And why are people so mad at me when I just even asked for a pen? I'm not being aggressive. Like,
right.
But I was really at war with everything. And so I met this amazing woman through my work who constantly and still does say, I'm going to change your life. And she does. Sometimes good, sometimes not so good. And I went to work for her. And because she was also in tune with her intuitive gifts, she put me in touch with this woman who did this reading for me, who said, listen, I want to put you in touch with so-and-so because I think you need to talk to her. And I was like, okay. And I signed up for my first ever kind of conscious building work. It was more money than I spent ever, including a vacation to Russia. And I was totally different in 30 days. And then I started to change my life.
Mm.
And I was still working in corporate America, and we went to a dinner with a client who really disliked me, and they brought a friend along. And she says, I do this weird thing called hand analysis. And I was like, I don't know what that is, but I know I need to have it.
The client's friend had that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, listen, your life purpose through hand analysis is you're a powerful healer and teacher of service in the spotlight. I was like, that's great. What do I do with that? And I started asking really big questions, right? Really mm-hmm. big questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to her conference where I was speaking about essential oils and life purpose. And I got off the stage and there were people lined up to talk to me. They're like, can you tell me about my guides and teachers? And I was like, yeah, totally. Don't know why I know, but I know. And I walked away from that with a couple things. One, the beginning of the downloading of what soul language was.
Mm-hmm.
I walked away with clients, and I walked away with a deep understanding that I was here to help people connect to their soul and whatever they call their higher power. Mm-hmm. And then I began sitting down every day and opening up and asking the divine, like, okay, so you said that this crazy thing is soul language. Like, what is it? And what do we do with it? And how do I help people with it? And that was in 2008. And now we've identified close to 5,000 people. We have 30 practitioners. And I hear the same thing every time I identify someone's soul languages. Oh my God, are you in my head? Oh my God, you put words to what I know. Mm-hmm. People have been on the path for a second or for years. It's a mm-hmm. profound thing when you have words to put what you know to your essential nature. It's a way to create that connection. And listen, we're always going to hear our soul through some level of our humanity, and we never want to lose that.
Mm-hmm.
But the key here is to hear it with really clarity and with less filters and with less judgment and with the knowing that you're whole and complete. And when you do that, wow, you have a roadmap to go anywhere you want to go. And you have a understanding of how to move through any conflict. And you have an understanding that you're whole and complete. And you operate from that wholeness and completeness versus separation, versus pain. And you put wholeness and completeness in everything you do.
Mm.
And that allows it to expand. It allows you to be in the flow. It allows you to receive more. It allows you to help more. So that's, you know, 20 years in like, or like really 30 years and a couple minutes there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that. And so this knowing that you are helping people tap into I love that that wholeness of you shows up in everything that you're doing. That's what that's one of the things that really jumped out at me there, because so often people know their purpose and they know why they're really meant, you know, what's that soul journey in this lifetime. And yet there's something, you know, when I think about the wholeness of who we are, all of us showing up. It's interesting. And I think even in the Extraordinary Women Connect group this morning, I made that post. It was like, let's really talk about this essence, this light in you. And this is kind of the same thing that I'm referring to here. It's like this light in you is the wholeness of who you are. And it's not about roles. It's not about, you know, I do these sorts of things. It's like you clear all of that away and you're tapping into something deeper, a deeper awareness. Can you give us a couple of examples of how you tap into, well, not how you tap into, but let's just use you for an example. So when you think about this soul purpose of you and taking all of you on this journey, what comes up for you? What's the language? What's the words that comes up for you describing yourself?
Yeah. You know, I think that I want to go back to something around purpose, because I think people are kind of really, there's a lot of angst around purpose, and mm-hmm. I think they have it wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't think your purpose here is to be a teacher or a healer or a coach or a speaker or any uh-huh. of those things. Uh-huh. That's a delivery system.
Yeah.
Your purpose is much bigger. And I think that when people understand that bigness mm-hmm. of that, which your purpose is first for yourself and then for others, mm-hmm. the delivery systems fall into place. So I think putting my wholeness in everything is always asking the question for me, if I knew I was whole and complete, what would I say? What would I be? What would I do? What would I express here?
Mm.
And, you know, if you never do any other questions or never do any other work or never have a conscious building tool, if you do that one thing, you're kind of golden, right?
Right.
I think that's so important. So to me, that's always where I start, right? Mm-hmm. And that can look different every moment of every day.
Yeah, it's very dynamic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And even, I mean, when I've talked about purpose in the past, I've talked about it as a dynamic. It's never the same, but I love this question that you're asking, and you're really bringing it back to you.
Yeah.
And versus the external impact. And that's so, it's for whatever reason, that's where we all always want to go, right? We all want to jump into, this is what I do for other people. Right. And it's like, wait a minute, let's bring it back to you. Yeah. Such a bigger, more impactful way to look at it. And so let's go back to yours then. So when the wholeness of you, how do you describe you in this moment? I mean, what's the light in you?
I think the light in me is always what I would call grace. Like, you know, I have the ability for myself and for others to really understand where I feel disconnected,
yeah,
where I'm missing that grace, and then create some unification of that.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been able to do it for others, right? It took me years to understand how to do it myself. I mean, I would go into a room, I'd be like, oh, this is this, and this is this, and look at all that. Like, I would just be able to tell everything that was going on in everyone's internal landscape.
Uh-huh.
And I think for me, it's really about really being graceful, mm-hmm. really being connected, and not judging myself when I'm believing I'm not doing the best job.
Yeah.
Right. Because we're our hardest critics, right? So
totally.
If we put that into everything we do, then like I'm always amazed when people, like I'll be on a calm phone conversation with people and they're like, your energy is so bright. And I'm like, thank you. And so I'm like, really? Because today I feel kind of crappy. Like, that's what putting consciousness into everything, or wholeness and completeness, allows, right?
Yeah.
It allows people to really see that fullness,
yeah,
and to focus on that fullness, to direct that fullness rather than, you know, directing the missing pieces.
I love it. Is it easier, more difficult to see that fullness for yourself versus others, or vice versa? What's the difference there for you?
I mean, I think it's everyone will say it's so much easier to see the best in others than in yourself. I mean, it's kind of human nature.
Exactly.
I'm so much better than I was when I was like 20, right? Yeah. I'm even better than I was last week.
Yeah.
You know, it's also making a structure for it.
Yeah. Right? So tell us about the structure you create for it.
Yeah. I mean, for me personally, it's, I do affirmative prayer. I'm a master prayer writer. So I will write an affirmative prayer when I'm, which is a way of manifesting and declaring something. Uh-huh. So I'll do that. I will also, you know, I spent months doing the Louise Hay thing, you know, looking in the mirror in your eyes, everyone, and going, I love you, right? Yeah. And not cringing. Yeah. And sometimes when I'm really like feeling not enough, I'll do that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's always creating, I think what's really important is creating that foundation of sacred practice, whatever that looks like for you. Mm-hmm. When you have an ongoing sacred practice, the dips, the challenges, you don't stay there long enough, as long as you do when you don't have a sacred practice. So, and I believe that I'm a renegade. So I believe like I get bored with the sacred practice. That's the same every day.
And, yeah.
I'm a warrior energy. So meditation doesn't really work for my body. It wants to move. So I'll do a walking meditation. And I think it's really important that people find their own sacred practice that works for them.
Yeah.
Because they're putting everything of their own personal energy into their business.
Yeah.
Because your business doesn't have free will. It operates on your will. It's pure consciousness, right? And so if you're going to put pain and suffering into your business, it's going to implode.
Yeah.
And here's a trick. We have good days and we have bad days.
Right.
And I, you know, a couple months ago, my beloved dog got hit by a car.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. There were some bad days. There's still some bad days, right? And so I go, okay, you know what? And I call my higher power God. So I go, okay, with God, business is good. I'm handing over the business to God. And I know that God's going to pull some strings, bring some clients, you know, have people talking about me. I know I'm supported in the seen and unseen. And I'm just going to let go and take care of myself. I'm my biggest clients. And I think that's key.
You know, it's really interesting you bring that up. So I lost my sister about 3.5 years ago. Oh. And when she was sick, I took a good 2 months where I quit everything. Right. And that was kind of the same thing that I said, I'm going to put my focus over here and this, you know, let this be there. And when I needed time away, I could go have a client call or something and work with my clients, and which I did need during that time. And they were so graceful through that. And, you know, so being able to move away and take that space and time, it was one of the best gifts I ever had in my life. First of all, was to have that space and time I will always, always treasure. And then when we came to the other side of that, and I started to lift my head up again, the flow that came to me was so beautiful, so amazing. It was just like, and it was that, and I'm going to use your word grace, because that's exactly what it felt like. It was just such a graceful transition to say, okay, I'm stopping here. I'm going to spend my time where I'm being called to spend, and then moved over to the other side of that. And the flow just came to me, and it was so amazing.
Yeah. And that's what you get to. I think so often, especially entrepreneurs think that they're in charge of their business and every aspect, and you're not.
Yeah.
And really to receive more takes a deep level of acceptance. Some people call that surrender, but I have warrior energy, so we don't like surrender, but acceptance we like, we could do that.
Yeah.
Right. And that deep sense of acceptance that you're being supported for. And also knowing that no one's the source for me. They're just resources.
Yeah.
And if it's not this resource, another resource will come along. And that allows for huge things in your life. And it allows for more flow. And it also allows for the divine to operate within your business and in your world. Because if you're trying to control and manage everything, you're bypassing a lot of miracles that are kind of throwing themselves at you, but you're not on the same vibration, so you miss them.
Yeah, I so get that. And it's such a natural tendency to move into the control seat. And so let's talk about, I mean, when you talk about having businesses have a soul, I'm like, yes, 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 yes. I mean, it makes me jump up and down inside in my happy place. So tell us more about this. I love the concept of this. Well, it's not even a concept. I love the reality. I love the fullness. I'm going to go with the fullness of we've got our soul and our business has a soul. So talk to us a little bit about that. What's it mean?
We call in a business to do something bigger first for ourselves and others, right? Mm-hmm. And we call in a business as a way for us to utilize our essential nature in a new way and to be of service. And I always like to say it's your bus ticket. Wherever you want to go, it's your bus ticket, right? It's your bus ticket of receiving.
And I love that you call it in. It's not you go out and create it and do all the linear masculine. You've called it in and it's here around you.
Right. And it's been around you since popped out of the kind of womb, right? And so when we identify, and soul language puts tangibility to three aspects of soul: your mission, how you feel that mission or how you'll be known here, and then your soulful personality. Mm-hmm. So I can give a one-liner, which becomes your mild marker of consciousness for a personal soul and a business soul. But when you understand the business energy, I hear time and time again, oh my God, this energy is so big. Yeah, it's totally bigger than you are because you're looking through all your filters and your pain, and that's pure energy. It's pure consciousness here to support you and lift you. But you can have a conversation with that energy. And what I love about that is it will give you direct clarity about what to do next, what the mission of your business is, what are the tasks, what's the purpose, what are some delivery systems, the people that will be attracted to it. It has all of that wealth of knowledge in its little information container.
And it's being.
Right. And so often it will allow you, because people hear their businesses, but they're not conscious about it. Right. So when you're conscious about it and you go, okay, I have this idea, you know, what is the first like promotional step? And the business goes, go do three videos. And then you go, oh God, no, I'm not doing that. Like that's resistance, right? So you're putting that into your business, right? I've never heard anyone who've heard something from their business and didn't resonate with it. It's usually resistance. So then we work with a personal soul to kind of clear that resistance. But when a business soul is acknowledged, I hear this time and time again, oh my God, this energy's been around me. Like, I know this energy. Like, I love this energy. The energy feels amazing and safe. So I think so often people are at odds with their business because they're blaming that energy for not doing something or giving them something.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yeah, it's so good.
So it releases the conflict and allows you to really nurture that, because all it wants to do is for you to succeed, because it's pure consciousness, right? Mm-hmm. Think of it like Play-Doh, right? If you put like some ickiness, like, I don't know, like a dead bug into Play-Doh, well, it's going to stick there and nobody wants to play with that Play-Doh, right? But if you love that, nurture it and use all of those great Play-Doh, you know, spaghetti things and make hearts and like, it's just going to do what you want it to do.
Right.
You have to really be focused and, you know, intentional about what you put into that.
Right.
And, you know, especially this is so important for people who want to create legacy and want to create movements. I help people create 100-year movements, not businesses, right? We call them businesses, right? But people need to receive more than they give. And right. I know I'm a big giver, you're a big giver. And when the big givers go, you go, what? No. If you want to create a movement, a legacy, that takes a lot of receiving because there's a lot of pieces to that.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding your business energy helps you receive more and be clear and jump over the struggle and helps you in a way where you can understand what your marketing is and you're not fumbling over your words all the time. There's such a value about really having a deep conversation with the energy that you bring into to help yourself and help others.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. So when people are falling down into their business, they're inserting some of that ugliness. They're inserting the bug into their Play-Doh.
They are. They're inserting the bug into the Play-Doh, and then they're insisting that the bug isn't there.
Right?
Or they're insisting that, oh my God, it's just my marketing. I need a new copywriter, or I need a new website, or, I need to do this. No, you need to change the internal landscape within you to put something different into your business. And it will naturally attract what it needs to be not only sustainable, but to thrive.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. This is so good. This is really, really good. So what's the one thing that you want people to really remember from our conversation today that, you know, as they're looking at their soul, they're looking at the soul of their business, what is the most important thing that they can really own?
To treat yourself and to treat everyone like they're whole and complete.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Listen, we all have tweaks, right? But there's a part of you that is whole and complete, never been hurt, never known pain, never no struggle. And that's the part that should be directing everything else.
Yeah.
So if you can remember just one more time a day that you're whole and complete and operate from there, mm-hmm. your life will transform and you'll create transcendence.
Yeah.
So it won't be a blip of transformation. It will be long lasting.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about what you'll be speaking about at Ignite and teaching our wonderful change maker influencer women who will be in the room.
I'm so excited. So I'm going to be teaching about really about the soul of your business and how mm-hmm. to communicate with it and how to kind of understand, you know, what you're putting into it and what you can transform to put something, you know, more sustainable in there. And I'm going to be, you know, it's so funny because none of my talks are the same, but the theme are the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, you know, I can tend to really do talks that are really interactive and really tangible and have experiences. So people who are coming are going to walk away feeling different. They're going to feel lighter about their business. They're going to feel inspired about their business, and they're going to know the tangible next steps to take for success because they're in alignment with it. And because their business knows exactly where to go, what to do, and what to say.
Mm.
So you're going to walk away with more, a deeper knowledge of your business.
Yeah.
Not what you think in your head, mm-hmm. but a real knowing.
And this is why I knew instantly you belonged in the room there, because it's I think this journey, when we spend time on our businesses, and I've always done it from a, you know, that soul level, that essence of you, that light in you, how does your light want to? And so we're tapping into this and we're listening. So 3 days of really listening to that inner wisdom inside of you is such a powerful way for you to move into a new year. And, you know, and to me, let's talk a little bit about why now. And I think that, you know, we're in a really interesting place. We've just come out of this crazy last, you know, 18 months or whatever it's been. And I feel like we've come through this portal, right? We've come through this space, and there's opening to us stepping up in bigger ways in our businesses. And I want to take away the divides. I really want people to really be owning this light in them. What do you feel? I mean, when you think about the timing of right now, what shows up for you in your heart as far as, you know, what's so important for us all to know right now at this crazy time in our lives for where we're going and where we're taking our businesses, our lives, and how we're showing up and making an impact in the world?
Yeah, I mean, it was very apparent that we kind of think we're above it all, but we're just physical blips on this thing, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And really, what are we going to choose every day? Like,
right.
Are we going to choose, you know, something bigger, or are we going to live in our pain and suffering?
Right.
It's pretty apparent that we've been living in pain and suffering for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot more of us are choosing to do life without struggle because it's such a blip. right? Because it can all, and it's so cliche, but it's really not cliche anymore, right?
No, no. Like, and we can get caught in all that noise, or we can choose differently.
Right, right. And so you need tools in order how to choose differently, mm-hmm. right? You need a structure. You need support. You need community that's also choosing, right?
Right.
So the choice is easier. So you feel supported and loved. And I think all along human beings are the number one craving is to experience deep love, right? Mm-hmm, and I think mm-hmm. it's also their number one fear that they mm-hmm, won't. Mm-hmm. And I think more of us are jumping off the diving board and going, okay, I'm willing to transform. I'm willing to look at myself. I'm willing to see my best parts and be whole and complete because I want to experience, I want to like suck the juice out of the world yeah. and really be present. And I want everyone I know to come along with me.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Love it. So where can people learn more about you and your work? I know you have a couple books, so do a shout out for those as well. So just tell us a little bit about that.
So people can find me at soullanguage.us. Both of the books are on the site. You can also get a personal prayer written by me with your theme.
I'm one of those. $20. I just got goosebumps.
It's like $20. It's like the best thing.
Yeah.
Right. And you can also do a discovery session where one of your soul languages will be identified. So if you're coming to play with us, let's get you in for a discovery session so you can actually use that structure during my talk and during the whole conference.
Oh my God, I love that. I totally love that. Love it, love it, love it. So the final question I always close with are, what three pearls of wisdom would you like to leave with our audience today?
Know that you're profoundly loved. Know that even if you've never felt that, that you can use your divine intelligence to activate that. And it's simply divine intelligence. Fill me with the feeling and knowing that I'm loved, supported, and provided for.
Mm.
And the last one is, you know, a lot of us spend a lot of time dodging and hiding who we are. And it leaks out anyway. Right. So I see you. I hear you. I know who you are. And let's kind of just shine. Let's stop hiding or stop trying to figure it out. And let's just be who we are because people are just waiting to love you more.
Mm. Awesome. 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 Well, Jennifer, I can't wait to meet you face to face in Golden, Colorado. Come check us out there, guys. We will, you can find out all the information at CammieGellner.com/ignite. That is the place where you can grab your ticket to be there November 11th through 13th. And we have an amazing lineup of speakers as Jennifer is one of them. And I just am so excited about being back together live and in person. This is our 7th annual Extraordinary Women Ignite. And this is a place where people come. And it's what I love about this is people come back year on year. It's like I already have had clients signing up that have been there many years. And that tells me there's something that's happening there that is setting them right into their new year. And I think right now is even more important than ever. So I hope you'll join us there. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your wisdom. And it's been so great to have a conversation with you.
Thank you.
I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you ready to raise up your voice, your visibility, and your business? I invite you to join the conversation in my Facebook group, Extraordinary Women Connect. This group brings together changemaker women entrepreneurs who want to elevate their business for impact. It is a place for powerful connections and collaborations. It is a place to be inspired, uplifted, and fired up for action. To learn more about my work that helps women entrepreneurs make heartfelt connections to mindful growth strategies, visit my website at CammieGellner.com. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.